Hitler's Furies, German Women in the Nazi Killing Fields, by Wendy Lauer. This book is read by Suzanne Torin. Introduction. In the summer of 1992, I bought a plane ticket to Paris, purchased an old Renault, and drove with a friend to Kiev over hundreds of miles of bad Soviet roads. We had to stop often. The tires blew on the jagged pavement, there was no gas available, and curious peasants and truckers wanted to look under the hood to see a Western automobile engine. On the single highway stretching from Lviv to Kiev, we visited the town of Zhytomyr, a center of Jewish life in the former Pale of Settlement, which during the Second World War had become the headquarters of Heinrich Himmler, the architect of the Holocaust. Down the road, to the south, in Vinnytsia, was Adolf Hitler's Werwolf compound. The entire region was once a Nazi playground in all its horror. Seeking to build an empire to last 1,000 years, Hitler arrived in this fertile area of Ukraine, the coveted breadbasket of Europe, with legions of developers, administrators, security officials, racial scientists, and engineers who were tasked with colonizing and exploiting the region. The Germans blitzkrieged eastward in 1941, ravaged the conquered territory, and evacuated westward in defeat in 1943 and 1944. As the Red Army reoccupied the area, Soviet officials seized countless pages of official German reports, files of photographs and newspapers, and boxes of film reels.